From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. show of support for Iraq. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden telephoned Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Monday to thank Iraqi forces for what he called their enormous sacrifice and bravery against Islamic State militants. The call was apparently aimed at soothing Iraqi anger after U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Sunday that Iraqi forces retreated from Ramadi last week because they have no will to fight. Turkey's foreign minister says his government has agreed in principle with the United States to provide air protection to Syrian rebels being trained to fight Islamic State militants in Syria. A U.S. Defense Department official told VOA that there were ongoing discussions with Turkish officials, but no decisions have been made. Malaysia's police chief says 139 graves believed to contain the remains of migrants have been found near the country's border with Thailand, and that some of the graves contain more than one body. The national police chief told reporters Monday the graves were found at 28 suspected human trafficking camps and likely housed from 20 to 300 people per camp. Police and anti-government protesters fought Monday in Burundi. At least one demonstrator in the capital city, Bujumbura, was wounded when police opened fire. The French news agency reports police shot and killed a protester in the town of Muyanga. Meanwhile, the opposition quit peace talks with the government, that coming after a party leader died in a Saturday shooting incident. The United States is calling on the government of Burundi to lift a ban on protests, to allow independent radio stations, and to stop using the term insurgents to refer to protesters. This is VOA News. Human rights group Amnesty International says there is overwhelming evidence of ongoing war crimes in Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Prisoners from both sides of the war interviewed by Amnesty described being beaten until their bones broke, tortured with electric shocks, stabbed, hung from the ceiling, deprived of sleep for days, or subjected to mock executions. Those committing the abuses on both sides appear to have various motives, says Amnesty's Joanne Mariner.
They were interrogated about where weapons were hidden, who commanders were, etc., information that would be considered intelligence. Other people seem to have been beaten just purely for retaliatory reasons as vengeance.
Neither separatist groups nor the Ukrainian government have responded to the accusations. Henry Ridgewell, London.
President Barack Obama has laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery as part of his observance of the annual Memorial Day holiday in the United States.
We cannot bring them back, nor can we ease the pain of their families and friends who live with their loss. But we are the Americans they died to defend. So what we can do, what we must do, is fulfill our sacred obligations to them just like they fulfilled theirs to us.
President Obama. A tornado raged for 6 seconds in the Mexican city of Ciudad Acuña along the U.S. border Monday. At least 13 people were killed in the town. Hundreds of homes were flattened. To the north in the U.S. state of Texas, searchers continue to look for 12 people believed to have been swept away in flash flooding. Two U.S. fighter jets escorted an Air France passenger plane to a safe landing in New York Monday. After a chemical weapons threat was made against the aircraft, the threat was deemed not credible and the passengers disembarked normally. The aid agency Oxfam says more than 70,000 refugees from Burundi have crossed the border into Tanzania, fearing political violence. Gabe Joselow reports.
Most of the new arrivals in Tanzania are women and children. They crowd the beach at Kagunga on the shore of Lake Tanganyika, which borders both Burundi and Tanzania, waiting for transport to another refugee camp. Oxfam communications officer Amy Brown, working in Tanzania, describes desperate conditions at Kagunga.
People are living right on the beach all the way down to the water, waiting.
Driving this refugee crisis is a pervasive sense of fear as thousands flee from a volatile political conflict in Burundi. Gabe Joselow, Nairobi.
Nigeria's fuel wholesalers say they have reached an agreement with the government to resume fuel distribution. That ends a crisis that brought the operation of airlines, banks, and phone companies to a standstill. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.